Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
Like I said, oh, I'm sorry, Dense is my name. I am your ferryman tonight. And if you look off to your right, you'll see nothing. And if you look off to your left, you'll see more nothing.
That nothing's fun.
Yes, you may enjoy some of the screams of the damned.
A two-wheeled war machine with like this red-haired figure. It's Smiler, who's come back up and a bigger war machine coming in behind. Dense, you notice immediately that it's got the brand of Mad Maggie on this larger war machine.
You took out a couple of her vehicles there and a bunch of her people.
Yeah, you did.
No.
Yeah, you mean the ones you told us to target?
The ones that you got us to target?
Patrick, Bill, don't worry what they're saying.
Yeah, we're new here. We're definitely in charge. No. You're going to listen to this guy? He pees without holding his willy.
Well, we pee without holding our willies, too. We're Siamese, so sometimes we hold each other's willies just to be supportive. It's how it goes.
Well, I mean, you do you, but, like, can we maybe talk about this?
No.
Well, asked and answered, I guess.
Asked and answered, I mean.
Before you, you see the land, or the first layer, abyssal layer, of Pazunia.
Pazuntite.
It is a... for what this creature, this hideous, vein-popping... grotesque, like flesh sloughing off of its face creature, is it looks like an immediate sense of panic and lets out a call and continues down forwards and hits into the boat, dispersing the daggers behind it, which ripples out your effect, and they all begin swarming and bombing your location as you're getting close to. Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. He, him. Also with me today is Carla Maxted.
She, her, that's me. I am playing Lipsinky Pip Diggins, who is a deep gnome warlock. I feel like I just don't say that enough, so there it is.
It's good to know. Tom Laird's here.
He, him, and I'm playing Flint Firebeard, who also goes by he, him, and he is a male mountain dwarf fighter of the champion variety.
And I almost said Anthea Mastasia. And Amy Moore!
Yep, she, her, and why Anthea and I are very intertwined. And I will be playing her today. Anthea is a high elf druid. She, her, pronouns. And I will also be playing Night Hunter. She, they, who is a Goliath barbarian.
Woo. And Kyle Classett's here.
Hey, hey, he, him. I'm going to be playing Varanox, also he, him, who is a male green dragonborn, although I believe currently I'm actually a red dragonborn due to some hellish ichor.
Yeah,
yes, you
were
you
a
are.
Bit splotchy, right? You had
I
sort of a new hue.
Ichor.
A little bit, yeah.
Who else got yuckified?
That'd be,
Oh,
Flint, right?
That'd be Flint.
Yeah, yeah, and I believe we established that so did Smiler, and that's why his penis floats, is that he right. touched it, the ichor.
And now he doesn't have to hold it to pee. Got it.
But we've already moved to a different plane, so we don't care about mm-hmm. Smiler anymore.
Smiler's back there getting beat down by Mad Maggie.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Also with us today, before we get too into things that happened in the last episode, Cicero!
Hey, he, him, and I am playing Dense. He's a male Arakorakorka that I can't say, who is also he,
it's better
him.
Every time because it's slightly different, and I love it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's always different.
always kind of one extra syllable than it was last time. This is going to be an enormous name by the time we're
done. It's a snowflake.
Love it. Thanks for wait, did I introduce Kyle?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
that's how we got onto the Anchor Talk. Yeah. I just had this brief moment of like, oh, fuck, I forgot to introduce Kyle. He's not here now.
Okay.
He's still here.
Well, thank you for being here. We appreciate you all for being here. And you too. You listening. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, you.
Too cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
If you're listening to us here, that could mean that you've listened to us for a very long time. And maybe you want to join us over at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where guess what? We have another podcast.
It's true.
The Adventures of. Our friend Tom runs it.
Because we don't put out enough episodes. We give you more episodes.
Yo, dog. I heard you liked episodes. So we put an episode inside your episode.
There's so many episodes.
That's what we need. A podcast inside a podcast. Playing a game of a game.
Perfect.
That's the new goal that we have. But when you are a patron, you get an episode dedicated to you. Like today's patron, Yannick Andreas.
Yannick Andreas.
Good
our listeners
name.
Have amazing names.
I know. Oh, that's good.
Yannick, thank you for listening.
That's fun to say,
so
and probably looks great too. The words and Yannick. Yeah.
Yes.
Both.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Andreas, that's such a like. I know. Strong, like.
Yeah.
Oh my. He's a 10. God. No butt.
All but. A 10 out of 10.
Sorry about talking about your butt.
I think we need to stop sexually harassing the patrons, or do we? I don't know.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Let us know on Discord. You know, more, less, we'll do like whatever you want.
Unlike the last one where you doubled it up, Carla, maybe take this one out. I don't know. We'll see how it sounds.
If it sounds too much.
But after you've joined us at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, fuck, again.
I know.
Fuck it, let's play.
This is how we do it now.
Russ set something up that doesn't lead into the next part of a sentence.
A lot of half sentences going on over here.
There is an echoing cacophony of sound around you. Specifically, Thea and Flint and Varnox and Dents. And Grant, who else did I say? Lipsinky's not there.
Night Hunter
also not there. The two of them are not there. You, the rest of you, are overlooking this Colosseum, and you see the two of them tied to this altar of sorts, and there's chanting all around. Dents and Varnox, you recognize it as Infernal, even though as you spent some time in and around the area.
I'm sorry, Varnox doesn't know Infernal?
He doesn't. He said he doesn't.
Hilarious. Were you Shockingly. Just moved there and never bothered to learn the language?
Well, that's a different language, isn't it?
Yeah. Because I also speak, like,
Oh, so
we got Abyssal. It's different.
Infernal and Abyssal.
Oh,
and this is
it's
like,
a different category
of
hell.
That devil
this
speak.
Is first that layer Abyssal, speak. So you know there's like there's crossing of you
it's
know
like
Infernal.
It's
I can't
thing.
Decide
yeah.
where
yeah.
it wants to. Be.
I mean, the Fair whole enough. Debate began from a misunderstanding.
And probably there's some words that are the same. Like we can probably pick
sure
up a few
are.
Things. You know, yeah.
it's got to come from the Abyssal region of Avernus.
That's right,
exactly.
technically.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Nobody knows what the chanting is. You see this figure enter this arena, and it is this muscular humanoid body with like never skips leg day. These big black and red wings on its back. This huge long sword. And he's got like this, like part bird, part dog face, and this long, wispy hair. It's like Fabio, but brunette, is what it is. And you're all waiting to see what's happening for a brief moment. And Grant is from behind says, "Well, it doesn't sound like it's gonna be good."
So we're tied up, like, in the center of the...
We cut down to Lipsinky and Night Hunter, and they are...
Are we on two separate altars?
Two separate,
are we head-to-head? Are we feet-to-feet?
How do you want to be? They gave you that.
I'd
they
like us to
that.
Be able to chat, so if we could be
sure,
on the same
yeah,
altar,
back,
what do you think?
You're back-to-back, tied to each other.
Oh, just sitting on the
altar. Yeah. It's as they do in Indiana Jones.
Well, sure, yeah.
Lip Slinky.
Yeah.
Is it okay if I break your body as I escape these ropes? I will get us all free, but I will require to pull very hard.
Well,
and you are so small.
This is the thing. I've got two thoughts. Number one, I'm very small. Can you just not, like, backpack me around? Because I'm, like, a quarter your size or something. Yes. So,
absolutely. But
and then I could maybe do some spin kicks or cast spells behind you. I mean, I guess they've got our legs kind of tied down, too.
We need
but
to get these ropes off. If I pull very hard, I will break your bones. How many do you need?
Second point, can you see that guy? Or that them? Because
I was trying not to look at all the muscles.
I mean,
no shirts.
I know we're sort of probably in mortal danger right now, but you might want to, just take a gander over there because,
you know, I am happily married, but
I mean, you're not dead.
Boy has thighs, right?
But also, please don't break my body. I'm sure we can figure something else out.
Oh, okay.
They raise their arm and it's a loud cheer among the stadium. And we cut back up to the other group.
It sounds like they're going to sacrifice them. Did you catch that?
Yes, we gathered that, Grancis. What seems to be, Russ, what seems to be the easiest way of getting to where they are?
Down through the crowd.
And how big is it? Like, I'm picturing
like
the Roman Colosseum.
Like
I'm picturing
Colosseum.
The scene
yeah,
in Gladiator
like, yeah.
where he yes. gives the, like...
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Are they in a boat at the top of the Colosseum?
No, we've disembarked the boat.
Okay.
We're in the Colosseum.
Great question.
I didn't know. I just thought they were in a boat.
Yeah.
And
we left
like,
it being dive-bombed by those giant, scary
so something,
bird things.
Things happen.
Things happen.
You go through the portal and the boat's gone. It's been
we were in
parked.
Action. We've cut ahead. We can fill in the gaps on how we got there, how you two specifically high-level, big-muscled, you know, very scary people got captured by all these birds.
I'd like to clarify, I have no muscles. I'm very small.
Well,
but
you
my
got
brain.
Big spells, though. Big spells.
I have a deep
Please see the previous conversation about breaking
that
bone.
That's right. Yeah.
How far away is this sacrificer person?
120 feet.
Good to know.
Did you want to know what they're going to do to them?
No, I am going to...
Something about tongue plucked raw. I'm going to tell you anyways.
Hold on a second. How do you know?
Well, because I can speak their language.
Is this like the time that you said that you could read the menu when we were at that dwarven establishment and you couldn't?
We still got good food, didn't we?
No, we did. You did. The rest of us did not.
Well, that's luck of the draw. But no, this I studied, well, at the library. I studied Infernal. It's like Infernal a day speaks the devil away, is what the book was called. Yeah.
I'd read the shit out of that.
Well, then it sounds like we should stop that, and I'm going to start
I think,
dashing down
I
there.
I think his name is Pazuzu, if that helps.
Well, that's a funny name. What are they going to do to our friends down there?
Oh, you want to hear now.
Yeah, I would,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, pause for a moment. Let's hear a story.
No, okay, say it fast.
Tongue plucked raw from gaping maw. It's got a pace to it. You've got to absorb
God,
it.
It's a whole cadence thing.
Blood and vein let fall like rain. Yep, oh, that's going to be bad. Behold these eyes, your bloody prize. And now the fall from vaulted hall. I'll fall hall. They got good rhyming scheme.
Okay, we don't need the commentary.
These bones, this flesh, consume it all. Pazuzu. Pazuzu. Pazuzu.
That was fucking awful.
Felt like there could be something referencing lacerated skies.
Oh, that would have been good, too. Well, maybe if we get the writer of it, we could get them to tweak it a little bit.
Well, I don't want our friends to have their eyes plucked out and their tongue ripped from their mouth, so...
Same.
Yeah,
let's go, because we're going to need all hands on deck for this whole thing to work. So this is...
Oh, all hands on deck. Let's huddle up. And Dents puts his hand in the middle for everyone to...
Grancis is in there.
Thea's trying really hard not to look shocked. Like, she totally remembered Dents was here and was like, Are you sure you want to come?
Dents has been in it. He was telling me a story about how he ended up on the River Styx. Weren't you listening?
Well, now I need to get my boat.
Okay. No, yeah, totally.
And I gotta finish
three,
my
fare. 3, 2, 1, go.
So we've got what? How many people are up here?
Five.
One. Yeah.
All right. So then, Dents casts heroism at the fourth level.
Dents is in it, and I love
on
it.
On everyone when they huddle up.
We just feel like we can fucking do it now.
We're going to go down there.
Yeah. So they get an additional 4 temporary hit points.
Oh.
And they are all immune to being frightened.
Hell yeah.
Relevant.
That's it.
Nice.
Yeah. I can never die.
Yes.
So there's a lot of things in this room. Do we want popcorn initiative or do we want to roll initiative?
We roll initiative.
Let's
we forgot
initiative.
A couple people last time, and it didn't flow as well as
you
could have. Okay, ice cream dice. I'm giving you another chance. 9.
That's a 14.
8.
11.
9.
So this is 13 for.
We gonna be
Night
dead
gonna
before
go?
We, any of us get a turn.
Yeah, roll Night Hunter in. Like you won't have your.
Okay, choose a 13 and then 11 for Thea.
So you're what's going to trigger initiative? So Varnox, you're based. I take it you're first to kind of rush down there, as was previously said.
He didn't
want
to listen to anything. He wanted to just fucking go. He was like, "No, don't care about the poem. Bye."
Oh, yeah. Lip Sync, he's in trouble. So got to get down there. But just dash. That's about all I can do, considering that's my movement and action.
Okay.
Going down the crowd, feet. Like, excuse me, pardon me.
I was just saying the exact
just
same
a little
thing.
Bit.
Oh, sorry, charging. Front? Should I go backwards or okay? Just
what's better, me. Crotch to crotch or butt to crotch? I don't know.
Pushing past the hot dog and popcorn vendor, it goes flying into the stadium.
Oh, I know what I can do. On top of that, I can use a bonus action to cast Shield of Faith on Lip Syncy, giving her a +2 on AC.
Great. So that you charge down there. All of these bird-like winged creatures look to you, and the chanting slows, doesn't stop immediately, but slows and kind of waves out around as this main figure, who you can presume is Pazuzu, down at the bottom looks up and just kind of smirks at you and takes a few big wing beats and begins moving towards you and is going to try and swing his giant longsword at you.
Perfect.
For a 24.
That will hit.
Alrighty then. You are going to take...
Is this the first time Varnox has been hit by a weapon? I almost think so.
Yeah, by Ace Ventura?
Alrighty then. Oh, hey there. We want to tell you about a super fun show called the Down to the Wire podcast. It's a show with the goal of making news, which is normally so scary and bad.
So bad. Just so hard. This is the fun kind. This is like the funny ones that in the olden times when there would be like a little side panel with a little fun story. This is what they're talking about, and they're very
super funny. So they wanted to make news fun from the front page to the back, is the way to describe it, and set up their show. So they give you news that is important or relevant to the time and day. Like the most recent episode, they're talking about the wild chaos with M&Ms and feminist colors and how just men are mad about
it.
Yeah.
Just culture war nonsense.
It's so ridiculous, but they point out that it's so ridiculous and have some fun talking about it. There's lots of great. You can go back and listen to lots of great things. They do have what I like is to make these a little more evergreen, because news content can sometimes be like, well, I want to hear about it in the week, and then I don't care about it. But they talk about themselves and their lives, and they have a lot of like a through line throughout the entire show that makes you want to listen throughout the entire thing.
Yeah, they're very, here's how they're like us. They seem cool, and they're friends, and they just kind of chit-chat, and they're Canadian, so like 10 out of 10 already,
100%. We will only, that's a lie, we won't only support Canadian people, but we will support them a lot.
Here's a Canadian thing. If something else is Canadian, it's amazing.
Yep.
So we're so proud to support it. So I feel like our fans like us, like 10% because of the Canadian content, so...
Everybody needs more Canadian content. And oh, to clarify, they don't just specifically talk about Canadian news-based materials, which would dry up probably pretty quick.
Yeah, there's only so many moose stories you can talk about.
More moose stories is what they need. They do talk about world events and crazy things happening all over the place.
Yes.
You can find and listen to or watch the Down to the Wire podcast. They're available on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, and wherever else you find podcasts. Thanks to Down to the Wire for their support of us. Go listen.
Go listen. It's fun.
You're going to take 42 slashing damage.
Shit, son.
And 10 necrotic damage. So 52 total.
Cool. I'm going to use my reaction and do a Hellish Rebuke at a fifth level.
Okay.
I need a dex save 20.
19.
That's 30 fire damage. Ooh. Probably not too effective, but something's better than nothing.
You know, that's
I don't know, man.
Good.
It's not wearing many clothes.
Strikes into you and is right in front of you, like on the backswing as he's encircled in these flames. You see his skin blistering underneath it, and takes a few wing beats back and extinguishes the fire, and is like 30 feet above in the center of this chamber now. It is your turn, Varanox.
Well, if the fire seemed to be effective, then I am going to cast Fireball at a fifth level.
Sweet.
Love a good Fireball.
It's a classic for a reason, right?
So another dex save of 20.
Okay, let's see if we can beat it. It's 22. 22.
Okay. So half damage instead on 10d6. So 12 damage.
Okay. This fireball erupts. What's the range or the damage?
It's a 20-foot radius.
Okay, so yeah, he's up in the middle of the air, so wouldn't catch any bystanders. But, like, Wing Singe is going to fall to the ground and not be able to catch himself. He's going to take some bludgeoning damage for that. Another 10 as he hits the ground with a thud and scrambles back up to his feet. Anything else you can do?
I can move up 30 feet and be right up in his face.
You do that. You're within melee of him. Night Hunter is first.
I would like to try to get out of these ropes without breaking Lipsinky's body.
Okay.
So I guess I'm going to try to, I don't know, snap the ropes with my big muscles?
Okay.
Can I do that?
Make a strength check. Yep. You're just trying to like flex so
hard. I'm trying to flex so hard that they start to like break or at least loosen, you know, when you tie a knot,
sure.
But then you pull it from... Yeah. The loop area, and there's still a little bit of give
there's
there.
A give.
Maybe someone did a shitty job. 18.
So is your goal to break them or loosen?
Loosen them.
Okay, then yeah, you flex your muscles. They stretch out. Lipsinky, on your turn, with this adjustment, you feel the ability to like wriggle yourself free with Night Hunter's assistance.
Do you think you could get out?
Oh, I think so. I'm pretty slight, so I think so.
We'll say that's happening kind of in tandem as Thea takes her turn.
Okay.
You see as Pazuzu in the center now, rushed by Varanox, it takes these couple huge hits. The rest of the crowd is stirring, and some taking flight, some looking, turning back up towards you and your crew, some turning and looking towards Varanox and the sacrificial lambs in the center, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Why are the things I want to do I have to touch people?
Because you're...
Fuck touching people.
You're just like being up close and personal.
Just up close and personal. Okay, well, I mean, Flaming Sphere looks pretty good. So she's going to send one over. So as she's running down the stands.
You push past the hot dog and popcorn
That's
guy
right.
who's
Again,
picked
who
up his stuff.
Just
yeah.
stood up.
Oh, man!
And she is going to send out a 5-foot in diameter sphere. It's a little purpley fire at Pazuzu.
Dex save from my Two. Part.
Yeah, go ahead.
3. It's a
10. That's not good enough. 20 fire damage.
So... comes over top of Varanox's head and crashes down into Pazuzu, who's, like, blasted back, like, scrambling on the ground, reaching for his weapon. Anything else you can or would like to do?
Sure. I stop and I ground myself and I take out my longbow and I shoot an arrow at him, because, like, why the fuck not?
Why world the is fuck yours, not? So it's a magical
world.
Because
why the fuck not? No, I say why the fuck not. I say it loud. 21.
21 to hit. That will.
Yes.
Yes. I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Are you sure?
No. Okay. You want to hit him?
Yeah.
Hit him.
It's only for 5. But I hope it stings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's like a paper
sure
cut.
It
hurts really bad, but not really a lot of damage.
Right.
Yeah.
The damage is
that's right.
Yes, it is.
Come into my house. Give me a paper cut.
I do it again.
Okay. Lipsinky, you're wriggling free.
I am, and it's the perfect time if he has experienced a little bit of psychic damage, because what I would like to do is a spell I like to call bad vibes, but is actually called negative energy flood.
I love bad vibes better.
Bad vibes better.
Bad vibes is good.
Get wizards on the horn.
I just want to really send some bad vibes at him. So I'm going to send ribbons of negative energy at this mofo. He needs to make a con save. Is he undead?
Negative, not
great.
Undead.
He needs to make a con save.
How does 7 work?
It does not. Ooh, man, he gets some bad vibes. That paper cut like got really like got in his kitchen, and now I'm coming in.
Right. Shook.
And he is going to take 5d12 necrotic damage. And
5d12?
That's right.
That's good d12.
Most folks don't ever get to roll a d12 in their life.
I was going to say, it's rare you get to roll 1.
Right.
That is 34.
Oh, fuck yeah, it is.
Dang. Sorry, what type? That was psychic damage?
That is necrotic damage. Okay. And also,
you take
it
all
like.
That necrotic damage?
I can't tell you that.
He finds it, like, just dispiriting. He's like, what am I even doing here? I don't even really like doing this anymore. It's just, I'd rather just be
questioning all of his life choices.
Exactly.
This place used to be so fun, but now the bad vibes are setting in.
It's just the vibes in this place are just wrong.
Was all set to make some sacrifices, bro. I'm like, God.
Does he look drained of energy and life?
Considering he's taken over 100 damage in less than 3 seconds, he's not looking great.
No, I mean specifically from that spell.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
Thea is paying
yeah.
attention.
Sure, yeah, no.
She saw the fire seem to work,
fire.
So she did the fire. Yeah. Now she's looking very closely at what Lipsinky's
doing. Yeah,
he's
looking not real up on everything, but he's pissed. And he screams up into the air. Which riles everybody.
For my movement, can I, like, wiggle free?
Yes.
And then maybe start working on... I guess once I wiggle free, then Nighthunter
I've got
can
room.
Also wiggle free.
There would be movement. So, yeah, we'll say that while the next few turns are happening, you're getting yourselves out of this rope.
Somehow I turn around, and I'm like, my face is over her shoulder, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm figuring it out.
You're doing a good job. This is fine.
Now, Lipsinky and Flint, you rolled the same thing, so we'll say this is kind of happening at the same time. Flint, it is your turn.
All right. How close am I to this?
Picturing you still up at the top. I think I said 120 feet from top to bottom.
All right. In that case, I will move my glorious 25 feet.
Got those little legs.
And then I will double it by adding in some hustle.
Again, knocking the popcorn guy, because three times is comedy gold in threes, right?
Right, gotta have it in threes.
Yeah. We're gonna put in some sort of Wilhelm scream every time everybody dashes past this poor individual who was just working this on the weekends just to make
trying to put his kids through college.
Right. Yep.
Rough down here.
Anything you want to throw or do?
Well, I mean, if you're giving me the option of throwing my thrower, I could, but I don't know. It feels like probably just the dash action should be where I stop.
All right. You stop at your dash action then. Dents, you're back up top.
Okay. So everyone has made their way towards the center of the arena?
Yes. You and Grancis are the sole individuals up at the top. Grancis, an old, frail man. That right. Nobody seems to like in this group. You've picked up on that. Your insight's so good.
Right. Yes. So Dents is going to... how close is the center of the arena?
120 feet.
120 feet away from where I am currently. Dents is going to... He's going to use his movement of 25 feet to get closer... and then he's going to cast Fairy Fire, which now he casts towards the arena where all of our friends are and this big, huge monster thing. And Fairy Fire will paint all the objects in that area green, and the kind of like it gives them like a green outline, and the monster now has to make a dex saving throw.
Okay.
18.
That's a 17.
The monster is now highlighted in red, and any attack rolls against it will now have advantage for the attacker.
Love.
And the affected creature cannot benefit from being invisible.
Perfect. That was his next move. You foiled me.
Oh, and you're doing some acrobatics, too?
What's his name? Vuvuzela? What's his name again?
Pazuzu.
Vuvuzela?
Vuvuzela, yeah. That's all we hear is the Vuvuzelas around. Yeah.
Can you just pipe that into the background?
Yeah, 100%. All the sounds that I previously described are just Vuvuzela. And Grancis
can
speak Vuvuzela.
I don't know what a Vuvuzela
is.
Is it like from Seussical the Musical?
No, it's like the trumpet sound from...
Yeah, they did the World Cup in South Africa a bunch of years ago, and it was the noise that was in the crowd the entire time.
And then they sort of took over the world for like a month.
Yeah.
But anyway, now I really don't know. Papusa? What'd you say his name?
Pazuzu.
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 He's very intimidating, but the name is just not so much.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a name that
it's like a boy named Sue kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Pazuzu.
Francis was busy reading through his book trying to find something cool to do. Somebody roll me a d20.
No.
Seven.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Ooh, okay. I read that the casting time is 10 minutes. I was like, no, that's not gonna happen. But it was the duration that was 10 minutes.
I mean, that would be something that Grancis would totally do. Be like, I need 10.
Okay, keep him busy.
I got a good one here. The steel. You got any dents? You got any steel on you?
Well,
that here. Spoon will do. Right. Yeah, yeah. Thanks.
Tosses in the spoon.
He's gonna. I'm gonna wish that. Oh, it's gonna. Bow. Okay. Oh. Well, I'm invulnerable now.
It's good for Grancis to be able to
good.
Do that.
Good. I mean, he's still the only one just yeah. up at the top, not in the mix at all.
No, he should be correct, invulnerable. Yeah.
I thought this was a bigger effect.
Neat.
He kind of flicks Dents. Did you feel that? That kind of hurt?
Yeah, I thought you were supposed to be fighting those
oh,
guys.
Oh, no, about. I don't fight. I sit on the sidelines and read my book and try and figure out something real cool to do. I thought that was going to be for everybody. Like, make everybody invulnerable so they can't take damage. But instead, I just made me invulnerable, which is super helpful. Right, Thea?
Can't hear you fighting.
Okay, yep. Yeah, that's our little witty repartee. That's what we do. Fancy. She knows. We're going to fist bump about it later. You know, right?
No, we're not.
Oh, she heard that.
When your hearing goes, you talk louder.
Thanks.
It's only the two of us.
I know,
I feel like I'm singing to you now. When the moon in the middle is a big piece of pizza, that's the middle.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, the whole starting with a song dynamic is very different when it's just the two
of us. Just the two of us singing to each other. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, hello, Carla. Welcome
hello.
To the middle.
Yes. And to you, sir.
Thank you. I hope you're having a lovely day. And you
lovely
too,
day.
Listeners.
And you too. Just a couple quick things we want to talk about.
That's right.
Number one, newsletter. You signed up yet? You should. Comes out once a month. There's like stuff in it. It's fun.
Carla's the one who creates it, and she describes it as there's stuff in it. So, you know, that's really just sums it up. Is whatever we have going on, if we got together, we got pictures of that. If Tom cooked something real good, share that.
Yeah, it's just like the printed version of like a little bit of our nonsense and like some scheduling information. So,
which to my fault has not been correct in the last 4 months. So
well,
thank you, Carla, for trying to keep up.
It's correct in that, you know, like things are going to come out. We're all just doing our
best. Aspirations always start really high.
But yeah, you should sign up. Just go to the website and you can do it there. And it's really easy. And while you're there, you could just maybe join Patreon at any level, and then you can come join us for book club, which is coming up soon-ish, not
very
scheduled,
soon.
But will be scheduled very soon. And the book this time is Kaiju Preservation Society by John Scalzi, and it's fun. And maybe you've read it anyway, and even if you haven't, you still have time, because we need to get organized to meet up. But that's any patron can come, and we always have great conversations about the book, about I don't know, life, about kaijus, probably this time, but it's a ton of fun. Tom and Amy and I are usually always there, and then a bunch of cool, smart, rad listeners are also there. And hey, maybe join the Discord too, because all those cool, smart, rad listeners are definitely on there, and they make your life better.
And there's a channel for the book club for patrons in the Discord too, to talk about the book as you're reading it, if there's questions or excitement. Because while I'm not there, I do enjoy seeing the excitement about the books everybody back and forth, and it makes me want to read it. And then I usually go buy a book and it sits in the stack of now 20 books on my bedside table. So one time one of those books will line up.
It'll time up
and
you'll be there and it'll be great. But yeah, we would love it if you came because it's super fun.
Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Any supporters of the show are invited to the book club. As well as many other great things. So you can go check it out. We've got some refresh of our crowdfunding coming very soon, too. More about that next week. See, this is me holding myself accountable. Watch, I'll edit it out. It'll be fine. All right, everybody, we'll get you back to the episode. Thank you so much for being here. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay, bye.
We go to the top, and it is the quote-unquote lair action, and every creature in this space is now churning and creating like this vortex of wind and of like this cutting, biting air that is cutting through the air around you. Everybody make a constitution saving throw, please.
Thea got 17.
19.
Is this a magical effect?
Yeah.
Cool.
Nat 20 for Nyander.
Sweet, so pretty cool.
There's the 120.
Now
24.
I'm going to get
26.
To that.
Now one for Lipsinky, so Nate Hunter maybe did break my body. I turned into Grancis.
Nuh-uh. Tried really hard not to break you.
So only really bad one was Lipsinky. So Lipsinky, you're going to take 38 slashing... magical slashing damage. Everybody else is going to take half of that. I believe that's 19. As this wind and like feathers and scales are like being churned up into this vortex and shooting off of the sides, because I realize that Grancis and Dance are on the outside. So I just got to include you in the fun as you do. Pazuzu's turn, and he's looking not great, but he's realizing that he is losing
blood,
but also the faith of his people, of his followers. And
didn't he just gather them all up in his lair into a tornado?
Yeah. It could be better. So, like it could include fire. And you know, there's murmurs among it being like, is Pazuzu really worthy? Like, we were going to go for Pazaza in the last election.
I paid tickets to be here.
Exactly. He's going to go for Varnox. That is going to be a 24 to hit with his big blade.
That'll hit.
So again, that's 42 slashing, 10 necrotic, straight to your body. And he lets out you don't understand it, but he's screaming in Infernal.
What would that sound like?
And you hear from the top above all the wind, that means fuck you. Yeah. If you didn't get that.
I mean, the sentiment of a fuck you is the same in any language, isn't it?
Well, Varanox is down.
Varanox is down?
Yeah, because I still have
like a clown.
Yeah, I mean, definitely down like a clown, down to clown. But no, I mean, like I guess I hadn't healed since our last interaction or anything. I only had like 114.
Oh wow,
out of my total. So
oops.
Yeah, I'm on the ground.
Oh!
But I can do my reaction to Hellish Rebuke, right?
Yeah, of course. It's
fuck you, too.
As you're falling, you do whatever you do to Hellish Rebuke. Describe what that looks like as you're falling limply to the ground.
Fuck.
I say, if I had one more hit point, it'd be worse than this.
By one? Son of a bitch.
Yeah, no, you got me right to zero.
That's awesome. That's, wow.
Shut your face.
From up above,
20.
You hear, I think I've got something for that. And then frantic flipping through his book. Varanox, it's your turn. Death saving throw, please.
Oh, well, I still need that dex saving throw from...
No.
The man's dying. Give him the dex saving throw.
17.
17 fails, so that is 39 fire damage.
Ooh. The boils, you don't see it because you're going unconscious. But everybody else sees it, like the blisters are popping and like muscle sinew is showing through the skin, and he is like driving his sword deep into you, driving you to the ground.
Okay.
And like everybody else sees he's like collapsing on top of it, so losing strength.
That's a 17.
That's a success. Night Hunter.
So Pazuzu's on the ground.
He's driving the sword into Varanox, and like you know, everybody notices that he's like losing strength as he's trying to like prop himself back up. So he's having trouble readying himself.
Okay. And how far away would you say that is from the?
Within 30 feet.
Okay. So Night Hunter is going to run over. And with Corpse Grinder, take a whack at his very thick, muscly neck. It's very thick and muscly.
It's so thick and muscly.
For a 25.
That will hit.
You roll with advantage.
Oh. Yeah, this could be better.
Oh, no, that was a 3.
That's good.
Very much aiming that one up. So 1d12 plus 7. Max damage for 19.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to do it again.
All right.
Oh, that's a 3. Oh, shit. Jesus.
Don't panic.
Calm down. Oh, that's a 1. Are you kidding me? Okay, so 3 plus 13 is still 4.
That doesn't hit.
16. No? Okay.
But.
That's not how math works.
But it, like, you swing your axe through and it cleaves into his neck and he falls to the ground, pulling the sword back out of Varanox. Your second one misses, not because of your bad rolls, but because he's just not there anymore. He's down at the ground.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
sure.
Obviously, you were aiming for the same spot in like a swinging motion. So that's what it was.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
That hinder doesn't feel bad, but you don't hit him all.
Like, there's this deep red, black ichor, like, pouring down as he's trying to, like, grab for his weapon down on the ground. Thea.
Thea was behind Varanox and runs to catch up to him on the ground and drops to her knees and is like, you can't die. You can't die. And she touches his chest where he was stabbed and casts Cure Wounds on him at level 5. He gets to regain 5d8. Plus 4 hit points.
5d8 plus 4.
Yeah, do I have to roll that? Does he roll that?
You guys pick who rolls
it. Do you want to roll it? Kyle?
No, you go for it.
Oh, God, I don't know, Kyle.
I trust you.
I don't know if you should.
I'm just funnel it now.
Oh, God. Okay, 5. 1, 2, 3.
Those aren't good rolls. Here, you want one of these good ones?
3. No, get away from me.
So far, you got 3 threes.
I didn't roll those ones yet. I'm just in the middle. Oh, my God. I rolled a 1. Okay. 14 plus 8 is 22 plus 4 is 26. So you get 26 hit points back.
I'll take it.
Deep breath as Varanox regains consciousness. You're prone, but you are back.
Sorry, buddy. You're not out of this yet.
Thank you. I'll get back at it.
Get out there.
Cool. Okay.
That was cool. It's been a while since I brought anyone back from the dead of any kind.
Yeah.
And Varanox, of all people.
I know, right? Who knew? If someone had told Thea that, like, you know, Pazuzu, a month ago.
Pazuzu ichor spurting, Varanox, breath of life coming back to him. The swirling vortex is slowing and everybody's watching as Pazuzu, like, nobody's coming to his aid. And it's Lipsinky's turn. As he's, like, bleeding out, reaching for his weapon, like, just blindly to his side. He doesn't seem to have the strength to stand up.
Lipsinky, like, straight loses it when she sees Varanox go down because this is literally her only friend in the world. She's literally only here because of him. So I think she's just going to just turn into like a ravening beast with primal savagery. So I am going to just run at him and attack with claws and biting and just like in a primal, visceral way.
Yes.
Dirty 20.
Yeah.
Yes, that's going to hit. You get to roll with advantage too, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's worse.
Okay, yeah. He is prone as well, so yeah, absolutely that's going to hit.
He's going to take 4d10 damage, and that is 19. And, I mean, please bear in mind, he is gigantic, and I'm very small, and I'm just like, I'm like a hamster on him or something. Like, I'm just going crazy.
I'm picturing Spider Ralphie from A Christmas Story when he fights the bullies.
Yeah. So much swinging.
What I'm really hoping is that this maybe is the last straw for his, like, crowd of admirers because he is just getting like worked over by this little gnome.
Everybody, it goes silent in there. Like, well, all you hear is like the sound of wings like beating just to keep them all hovering in spot as you straight up murder Pazuzu. There's ichors spraying everywhere. You're going feral on top of them. And they all begin to lift out of the Colosseum and just kind of move slowly away, leaving him to perish in the middle of this chamber.
Can I run over to Varnox?
Yes, you can.
Or I guess he's right there. Can I jump onto Varnox, but gently, and like spoon into him? Come on. Come on, buddy. You gotta... Come on.
Varnox, roll me a D100, please.
D100. You got it. That's 25.
Lipsinky runs over. Your head is like throbbing from the way you hit or whatever. You've suffered a severe concussion. You have disadvantage on concentration checks. Maintaining a spell requires a DC 10 concentration check at the end of each of your turns. It can be healed using different healing spells, but otherwise it lasts 2d6 days if it's not addressed. So it's going to last 6 days unless otherwise addressed.
Okay. Yeah. Mark all that down. And as Lipsinky like jumps on top of me, I'm like, but yes, I'm glad you're safe. And I kind of just put my hand around her and like embrace.
Night Hunter walks up and takes the sword.
Good call.
Of the fucking guy, yeah.
Varnox, if you die, then I don't even care. I'm just going to destroy the whole damn world. So we're trying to do this good thing, but I'm certainly not doing it without you.
Well, and I'm not doing it without you, which is why I felt so compelled to just rush in so brashly.
I lean over to Thea and I'm like, we gotta keep him alive.
Yeah, no, definitely, for sure.
Yeah, so Dense walks over to Varnox, and he casts Cure Wounds at the third level. And you get... Oh, jeez. Oh, gosh. That was awful. 10 hit points.
I'll take them.
Doesn't take away your concussion, but definitely gives you 10 hit points back.
Okay, well, you seem to be back up. I guess we should probably go find the boat. Everybody looks like they left. Maybe they're going to go try and vote in a new Pazuzu. So we should probably leave before they do that. If I know anything about the chant that they said, the ritual is not great.
Well, we stopped the ritual, though.
But how do you vote in a new Pazuzu? If the old one wanted your eyes and shit.
Night Hunter's holding the sword goes, I could be Zuzu.
We cut back to the boat. Night Hunter's not there. No. Yeah.
What?
Because you're the new Zuzu.
I'm the new Zuzu.
We cut back to the boat. And Dense gets you back on course, and you're moving towards. You see over this other tall, spiring tower, all of these creatures like swirling around, and then there's this blood red, like almost like volcano like fluid, that magma that begins pouring from this tower. And
no, I like volcano like fluid.
Magma.
Yeah, and there's sharks with freaking laser beams, okay?
How does Austin Powers make its way into like every
say, fourth
episode?
I feel like
episode.
It's been a little always, while, but
it's just gotta. I mean, Russ can't say magma and not expect us to go
exactly.
with it.
Right?
Or forget the word magma.
It's in the contract.
Volcano liquid.
Volcano-like fluid is what
volcano-like
I said.
Volcano-like fluid.
Yeah, okay, get it right.
Just trying to avoid it so hard.
Yeah. Well, so it goes. Gets you back on course, and you're moving towards the portal clocked by Dense when you entered as the one to take you straight to the Palace of Narrateer.
How long do you think it'll take us to get there?
Well, time is a construct.
Okay. as someone who needs a bit of a rest now and then, how long would you maybe say if I were to just sit and meditate for a while? How long do you think I'd have to meditate?
Oh, you could meditate for a long time. It's almost like you could meditate for a long, restful period.
That's... I need that, yes.
I would also really like that. And then, do you just sort of, like, slingshot us through that last portal? Or, you take us right to the
curbside, right?
Curbside ride to Orcus's Tower? Okay.
I just do my job.
And you do it damn well.
You're doing
damn
it
well.
So good.
So well.
Admirably.
Grancis, we really could have used your help back there. What the fuck were you doing?
I made myself invulnerable.
Are you still invulnerable? And she punches his shoulder.
Oh, didn't even feel it. 10 whole minutes, which I feel like just wore off. So you got me right at the right time.
That's fantastic, Grancis.
Oh, boy. I could have made you invulnerable if you were me.
Well, if you were me, then I'd be you. And I would have used your body to stand up here and cast a spell on myself.
And then join the battle?
Yes. Yeah. That'd be the big difference.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Varnox definitely, whatever body Varnox was in, he'd definitely join the battle. He wouldn't just be like up there picking up the popcorn that the person kept dropping on the ground when they were getting
That's
knocked
right.
over.
That's how you do that.
Dense pulls Yui's and, you know.
Takes a scenic route, you know.
Just kind of shows you all of. Pazuzuville, what did I call it? Pazunia. All of what Pazunia has to offer takes you by the
popcorn.
You're
going to have to rename the whole town. Yeah.
This fort is different from this other fort. I know they look the same, but this port has crinkle fries, and that port. A fort has curly fries.
What's regional delicacies?
It's a big distinction. And,
really just, you know, make sure that people know that they're home.
I wonder if the sword is special.
Yes.
Sword special.
sword special. Yes. I will tell you about the sword at another time.
In Dungeons downtime.
Yeah, probably.
Thea just goes to, is just at the back of the boat and just like meditating the shit out of.
Your long rest takes infinitely shorter period of time than everybody else's long rest. So you're just there for the scenic rendezvous that's happening. But once that long rest is done and you've all clicked your buttons, still maintaining your concussion, Varanox, at this present moment, it's ready. Dense is ready to take you on through. And you proceed through the portal, and it leads you through, and it's like all light around you is sucked out. And there's this low, droning sound that washes over you. And Varnox and Lipsinki, you have this weird, oddly juxtaposed sense of home as soon as it washes over you. Everybody else, there is a chill that washes over you. Everybody make a wisdom saving throw at disadvantage, please.
Oh, question. When we had our long rest, did our exhaustion level reset?
I believe exhaustion goes away.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to.
By one level, yeah. So if you only have one, then yeah.
It's a 14 after disadvantage, Russ.
10 after disadvantage.
That's a dirty 20.
13.
7 for Night Hunter.
Oh, and if you're within 10 feet of me, you get a plus 4 to your roll.
Oh, okay. So it's 11 for
Night
Hunter.
I mean, we're all in a boat. I assume we're all there.
Fuck off. Nat 1 for Thea.
Right, so 14 for Dance.
Oh, no.
Does my plus 11 count and then plus my 4? Or is Nat 1 just like, that's it?
No, it's plus your whatever.
Okay, so 16. Wow, has that one never been better? Teamwork!
Varnox and Lipsinki, you're oddly fine. Not oddly. It's because it's familiar. It's home to you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else, even with all the plus fours and extra rolls and whatever else you did.
I worked hard for that.
All gain one level of madness.
Hmm. And meanwhile, they're like, Paris and Rome, I want to go home. Michael Bublé over here.
CanCon, bringing it.
The boat continues forward, and this looming presence, your eyes adjust slightly to like this bioluminescent glow out over these roiling hills, and you look, and for the people who've been here for the first time, this is part of why this madness has overtaken you. Like all of these hills are like this bubbling ichor, and they're all made of these patchwork flesh that extend out and beyond the landscape. You hear and see movement off in the distance that your eyes can't quite focus on. And you see ahead of you this tall, spiring palace built of bone and sinew and flesh, and it's extending to a sky that you can't see. And it's glowing this eerie, like just sickening white amidst all of this blackness. And Dents pulls the boat up to this ramshackled town at the base of this cliff, a distance away from this palace. And you hear the sound bubbling up from the river and its skeletal arms as they extend up and out and begin folding down upon themselves to make this bridge from the boat to this town at the base of this cliff.
Here we go, guys. Remember to give me 5 scars.
We'll make sure to do that before we go in there.
Really important to have a great rating. Just saying.
Varnox, you first, after Hugh.
Well, if you're all ready, let's do this.
You all step off the boat and onto this skeletal bridge that's formed. And Dents, with now his only one oar, begins slowly paddling away back up the river Styx to pick up his next fare.
Oh no! Wait! Dents!
Oh, yes.
And then I toss him some soul coins, because, you know, he really...
Oh, above and beyond.
Stepped up pretty big time. Hey, this was an above and beyond, sort of. He became part of the team.
Thanks. And he comes back around. And he puts his hand out so that everyone can...
give a little high five.
Can, you know, huddle up one... Yeah, little huddle up again. He casts heroism at the 6th level when everyone puts their hand in. So on your travels, you gain an extra 4 hit points. It's only... Only up to 1 minute, but get an extra 4
hit points.
You don't
know when I'm going to stub my toe.
It's the thought that counts.
Oh, no. You gain 4 hit points, and you're immune from being frightened. So
relevant.
So it's scary out there for a minute, and I'm going off. Dents is on his way.
Remember 5 scars.
Dungeons & Dragons, Season 2, Episode 142, starring Amy Moore as Thea and Nighthunter, Carla Maxted as Lipsinky, Tom Laird as Flint, with Kyle Classett as Varanox, Cicero Holmes as Dents, and Russ Moore as your Dungeon Master. Dialogue editing by Carla Maxted, and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound and Art List, and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. And a huge thank you to our supporting producers, Jessica Babiak, Kat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Craig Zeiss, Perry Mady, Kayla Littlejohn, L.A. Branton, Nathaniel Teeter, Old School Gamer D, Ongeron Kirzen, and Destiny Garcia. Join us today at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast and receive hundreds, literal hundreds of hours of bonus content, hangouts with the cast, and a whole lot more. You have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. 19. Stop looking at my shit.
Start being honest now. You don't have to hear the demons.
And there's chanting all around. And everybody's... It's in this... Cicero... damn it, Cicero. Sorry. Dents and Varanox.
You really made that sound like his fault. Cicero, goddammit.
Cicero, damn it.
Why is your name so cool? It sounds made up.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is I reporting. He's at the Lao Chang restaurant, Changchun, northeastern China. It's spring 1997. Once it's started, I'll leave him in Ming's hands. That's a joke. Ming doesn't have hands.
And what do you do exactly, besides dance with strangers?
I work for the postal service.
You're a postman?
Weird, right?
Miss Cloutier, what is it?
It's just a bit strange. A letter for me from Hong Kong. And there's no stamp.
I need stamps to write a dead person?
Yep, there's a cost.
How much?
A pound. A pound of flesh. A pound of you.
It seems like a lot.
Lift up your shirt!
What's that?
Just hold this tube over your stomach! Yeah, this is gonna hurt!
What?
Nothing!
The very worst thing that could possibly happen.
Is that a police write back? If your letter can find me here, then I think we have a lot to talk about. Saludos, Raul.
The very worst thing that could possibly happen. An audio drama in 9 parts, produced by Wolf of the Door Studios. Out now. For more information, please visit WLFDR.com.